Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadom, Klal Mem Zayin Simon Vav. So the Chayyadom said the following: Nearly the filo b'minia ketana mutar l'vorach b'dalat amas sha'ocha. The chol dalat amas choshev makom echad. That anything which is within dalat amas is considered in the same area. And he says his source of this is the Magen Avraham and Simon Sadi l'inyan kviyas makom l'tefila. So Chazal say that a person should be kveya makom l'tefila, so he should always daven in the same place. So I walk into shul, and the person, somebody sitting in my seat. So I'm going to move one seat over. So I'm not sitting in my seat. So the loch is over there. The Magen Avraham says anything within that dalat amas of the original seat is still called your original makom. This also plays itself out in a situation of avelus. The halacha is a person who's supposed to change his seat for avelus really should move his seat. The halacha is a person who's a novel during the year of avelus should move his seat in the shul. And that movement, by the way, should be further away from the Aron Kodesh. He's like sort of like being set back a little bit through due to his avelus. So he's not only down was in row number one, he would move back to row number two. Let's say normally Dam is row number three. He's all, okay, I'll move forward to row number one. That he can't do. He has to move backwards. But he should move more than Dalat Amas away from his original seat. Otherwise, he's still considered in the same Makom. So Chayyadom says that within Dalat Amas is considered one Makom, just like over there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this halacha is only in a situation. He says the Prima Gadim says this point as well. He says, this is talking about a case where there's no mechitzas around. Because the Chayyadim is saying you need a minya katana, which means you can't move more than Dalat Amas. Even within Dalat Amas, you can move with minya katana. We just said yesterday, Mr. Brewer, you can move to the other side of the room without a minya, without any minya, without any limitation, without any reason. And I was saying, even moving a foot, you need some type of a reason to move. Otherwise, you have to sit mamish in your exact same seat. So the answer is that the Prima Gadim says, there's a difference between if you're in a walled area or not. This situation, we're talking about a case you went for a picnic, and you're sitting on a park bench, and somewhere in a picnic area, and you're sitting in that seat. So over there, you should be makwid to sit in the exact same seat that where you originally ate. If you have a minya katana, you can't do that, so then you can move over within Dalat Amas. Because you're not surrounded, we don't give the whole area the equivalent of being the same place because there's nothing enclosing it. But a situation where the area is enclosed, the example which we gave yesterday, you're in a chasna hall, etc., those scenarios, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to move even more than Dalat Amas, even without a minya. So you're going to gain two things. If it's an enclosure, You're even without a real reason to move, you're allowed to move, even with and more than Dalat Amas. If there's no enclosure, you're going to get two chumras, that it's only within Dalat Amas, and even then you need some reason to move, even if it's a minimal reason. So I come back to my seat, and one of the kids is already sitting in my seat. I'm not mechuyev, you know, it's a bit, and he will kvetch a little bit if I ask him to move, because that's the way kids are. So I say, you know what, I'll just sit down one seat over. So I'm not sitting exactly in the same spot that I ate. It's within Dalat Amas. And I have a minya katana, so that's good enough to allow me to move to a different seat. How far is Dalat Amas? So this is a machloek as to how to define Dalat Amas. It's a machloek based on how the length of an amma. It's going to end up being somewhere between 18 inches to 24 inches per amma. In other words, it's going to end up being 4 times 18, which is 6 feet, or 4 times 24, which is 8 feet. This is a din d'rabbanan, and obviously a person can be mekel, and d'rabbanan, to assume that it means up to 8 feet. Now, 8 feet, it should be drawn in a drape. We don't create a square and give you that whole area. It means it's going to be the circumference, the diagonal across the circle. So you're going to take the diameter of the circle and say that that's going to be an 8-foot line. So I can then move anywhere from that spot, 8 feet any direction. So if I can sit down on the park, on that the picnic table a little bit further away, that's going to be permitted. Okay, so that's when the Chayyadom deals with the situation of He wants to be mekayim the lacha of dat in the same place, and we're defining what the definition of the same place is. In the next segment, he will deal with if my intent originally was to move to elsewhere, is that going to be allowed or not? But meanwhile, have a good day.